have that all soaked up, and they'd get in that barrel and go out on the pond.
What other kinds of hopes would they have besides that? You know, this kind of here's the flat bottom, maybe pointed at one end.
Canoes.
You're working around the house and didn't want to get your dress messed up. What would you wear over it?
Apron.
Did you have many different kinds in those days?
Oh, not too many. They was my mother would buy material from the peddler and we'd make it. She was an awful woman to sew. And make the aprons and gather them and make them long and big, you know, just as long as your dress was.
Well, now the parts of a man's suit, what would they be?
I'll be the breeches and the vest and the jacket, the old coat, the jacket and the coat.
Thinking about trying on the coat, you say, I wanted to try it on to see whether it
fit or not.
And somebody that was maybe getting married, mother was telling him he better go and get the clothes weren't good enough to get married, and you better get him a
new suit.
A boy that has a lot of stuff in his pockets, and say his pockets so full they just
pooch out.
What's that?
Stick out or something.
What was the other thing you said?
Huh?
Before you said stick out.
Pooch out.
Yeah. Anything else I might say? For instance, like a sack that was so just as full as you could get it, you were just couldn't get any more grain in the sack. It was
full.
You ever saw a bulge? Take a sack or anything bulging?
Bulge out.
Probably the man was complaining about his shirt collar. He said it was big enough the first time I wore it, but then it
got up.
Was made up a bed. What was the what would you put on top of it to make it look nice?
Spread.
Anything else you used to call a spread?
No, we always used the quilts. My mother had a lot of nice quilts, and she put the quilts on top of the bed. Never had no spreads then.
Something heavy you would put on the bed, on top of the bed. The
coverlid. Oh, no, that
ain't well, I was thinking something where it was stuffed with...
Feather bed?
Well, you take a
wool... Oh, straw kick?
You take a wool or cotton, and then... Your
comfort.
Did they ever make anything, put something down on the floor for the children to take a nap on by putting, by putting a couple of comforts down?
Mm-hmm. You mean under them?
No, on the floor. Maybe lay a comfort on the floor for the children to take a nap on in the hot weather. What would it?
Feather bed. They'd always put the feather bed down or a straw kick. When I was real small, my mother never had no mattresses. When Dad'd thrash, she'd empty her straw tricks and wash them and starch them, and then fill them up with new straw.
Well, now what would you call something that whether it was a feather bed or a straw tick that you made up on the floor?
Make a bed down. Yeah, pallets, yeah. You can call them pallets before you just spread down the comforts.
Like the kind they have now.
No, they're bigger and wider and great big handle.
Always black.
Yeah, always black. Now they call them parasols.
Oh, what would you call them black?
You mean on top of the ground?
Yeah.